My brother-in-law, John, sent me this. I hesitate to do this. I've gotten in trouble before on this program for doing this. I got in trouble for all kinds of things on this program. But gotten in trouble for this because of the time of day. Periodically, someone will call in, have a child who, how shall we say, non-verbally expresses their upset through a muscular contraction through the esophagus. I'm trying to be as euphemistic about this as I can. In an effort to determine the worst sound in the world, researchers at the University of Salford in England asked more than 1 million people. That's a lot of people. That's like half the relevant radio listening audience. To listen to 34 audio clips online and then cast their votes. The winner, the worst, was not the ring of a cell phone. That came in 12th. It was not fingernail scraping on a blackboard. That came in 16th. Nor the dentist drill. That came in 20th. The worst sound, according to Trevor Cox, a professor of acoustics who oversaw the year-long experiment, is... No wonder you people get upset at me. The sound of vomiting. That's right. That's the number one yuckiest sound. There was no visuals on this. It was just sounds. Number two. Microphone feedback. I used to entertain in nightclubs. I would sing and play the organ. And every once in a while, of course, you got the microphone positioned in the wrong spot, or you had the volume up too loud and people went nutso hearing that microphone feedback. That's painful. The number three most unpleasant sound. I would have thought this would have been higher. Many babies crying. A whole bunch of babies crying. God did this. God made that sound go through our spinal cord so we have to move. You don't care what you're doing, when you're doing it, how long you're doing, and how valuable it is what you're doing. You have to stop that sound. Tied for number three with the many babies crying is a train scraping on railroad tracks. You know how they come to a stop? Number five, seesaw squeaking. You know how when you get on those seesaws and they'd make that sound? When you're kids, you don't think anything of it. Apparently, these are grown-ups, can't handle it anymore. Number six, someone playing a violin badly. Have you noticed, listen to this, all of these sounds, with pretty much the exception of the vomiting. And I personally think the vomiting conjures up an image because the sound itself isn't as bad as some of these others. Every one of these is a high-pitched screech. Number seven, a whoopee cushion. Number eight, one baby crying. Huh. Would that be your baby or somebody else's baby? Because, see, we have less tolerance for somebody else's baby. You know that. Number nine, this is fascinating. A soap opera argument. They don't argue. They just kind of stare at each other, don't they? You notice how somebody always walks out of the room and then the person looks over like they're looking off in space, wondering. Who in heaven's name ever looks like that after an argument? You never do. But on the soaps you do. You just kind of look down at the floor and then look back up and stare off like you're lost in thought. Heck, you hear some of these soap opera arguments, these people even try to think they're going to get lost. And the number 10, most unpleasant sound, electric mains humming. You know what electric main is? Like big, big wires conduct electricity. If you want to listen to these sounds, you can go to chronicle.com. Chronicle.com/extras. These are the sounds. Now, I just got a couple thoughts on this. First of all, anybody who's got kids, several of these sounds are not going to bug them. They can't bug you. If you got kids, you get used to it. You get used to bodily sounds. You get used to kids crying. You get used to a whole bunch of people arguing. If a soap opera argument bugs you, can you imagine three kids arguing? They can make soap opera people look like chumps in terms of their, how shall we say, adversity of argument. I am a parent. I have 10 children. Vomiting sound would not be anywhere near in my top 10. No. I'll tell you what my top 10 are. Things like this. Dad. 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 You know what he did? Dad. Are you listening? Dad. There's one. Two. I have to. I really have to. Can't we pull over? I can't hold it anymore. Yeah. Pulling over, Nanny. Pulling hard over, Nanny. Honey, we're on the interstate in a traffic jam with cars all around us. We're not moving. Okay. But I can't. That's two. Number three. This comes from the older kids. Hey, Dad. Can I ask you something about the car? That's number three. Number four comes from my wife. Ray, I need you to talk to Sarah. Or it could be any other name in there. Now, the sound of babies crying or trains scraping on tracks or a whoopee cushion or a soap opera argument, those are nothing. I can endure those. It's them other sounds that get to me.